Thank you very much, dear Mr. Chair and dear colleagues. First of all, I would like to greet you on behalf of the Ministry of Ecology and Nature Resource of Azerbaijan, and thank for the opportunity to make a statement in this session. As you know, the water security is a major and often growing challenge for many countries today. Climate change worsens the situation by altering hydrological cycles, making water more unpredictable and increasing the frequency and intensity of floods and droughts. Growing population and the development of agriculture also lead to increased water consumption. In recent years, Azerbaijan has experienced decline in the availability of water resource. The water resources of Azerbaijan are limited in comparison with other countries of the region. Surface water resources are concentrated mainly in rivers, and approximately 70% of river water resources of Azerbaijan are formed in the territory of the neighboring countries. It's important to ensure transboundary cooperation and strengthen the regional one. Azerbaijan, being a downstream country, appreciates UNEC's active role in encouraging upstream countries to ratify the Water Convention and its support of regional dialogues. Let me to inform you that in April of this year, by a presidential order, a Water Commission was established consisting of the heads of state authorities, which addresses issues of coordination between organizations. Besides that, recently, an action plan for 2020-2022 has been adopted to ensure effective use of water resource. Prioritization of water sector also led some structural changes at the ministry itself. New water resource management division established to effectively manage, tackle, and prevent water issues. Mr. Alisher already mentioned, but also I would like to highlight the main and major results from the EU-funded EUWI Plus project. In addition to the mentioned national efforts, the project has also greatly supported and contributed to the national level activities in water resource management sector. By the support of the project, three water monitoring laboratories, one in the capital and others in regions, were renovated and upgraded. The project supported for the improvement and adoption of national water strategy of Azerbaijan. And currently, an action plan for the strategy is being developed. The adoption of the water strategy is included in the mentioned national action plan, and as soon as finalized, will be submitted to the government for the adoption. The project also continuously facilitated the national policy dialogue on integrated water resource management, and thanks to this, in September 2019, the Memorandum of Understanding on National Policy Dialogue in the Republic of Azerbaijan was signed between the Minister of Ecology and Natural Resources and the UNEC. Support also provided for the development of target indicators in accordance with the Protocol on Water and Health. Thus, target indicators were approved by a joint order of the Minister of Health and the Minister of Ecology and Natural Resource. One of the main contributions of the project is obtaining monitoring stations. In addition to the 17 automated hydrological stations procured through the state investment, 8 stations will be purchased by the project. The data from stations will be submitted to the water information system in real-time regime. National reporting under the protocol on water and health supported, and the as a result of this report, the report submitted to the Protocol Secretariat. In general, we can say that the support to the Water Convention implementation and reporting was provided. Besides this, support also provided, as mentioned Mr. Alisher, to the reporting on SDG Indicator 6.5.2 on transboundary water cooperation, and the report has been submitted accordingly. The project also supported the regional cooperation with Georgia in the Kura River upstream Mingechevir Reservoir. Consultations on the bilateral agreement supported, and now we are entered a new phase of discussions on the Kura River water resource management at a new phase at trilateral level. Numerous trainings and seminars were held in the country and abroad with the support of the project, which are served to capacity building and experience sharing. Let me finally mention that because of the water shortage in this year, seawater into the Kura River Delta, and thanks to the project support, a monitoring conducted in place, and the high level of salinity was determined. But now the river flow and the salinity level are normalized. This was the brief information on the project results, and I once again would like to thank you the UNEC and the Water Convention Secretariat for continued support, and we will highly appreciate the continuation of the European Union support on water sector reform through such regional projects. Thank you.